Hello and welcome to this audio demonstration of what it sounds like to join an ICC Zoom meeting on a computer running Windows with the JAWS screen reader installed. My name is Greg Thompson. I'm going to start by going to my desktop with Windows M.
Desktop folder.
I'm going to press M until I hear Microsoft Edge, as that is my browser of choice.
My computer, my documents, meetings, Microsoft Edge.
I will press Enter to start the browser.
Opening new window, new tab, Microsoft Edge, app bar, toolbar, address.
And I ask that you please start your web browser of choice. Follow along with me. I'm going to press Control L to go to Microsoft Edge's address bar.
Address and search bar, edit, search or enter web.
I'm going to type in iccsite.org and press Enter.
Welcome. Loading page, loading complete. Welcome to the Interactive Christian Com. Welcome.
I'm now going to press the letter H.
Welcome to the Interactive Christian Community, heading level 1.
And I'm going to do that again.
ICC daily schedule for Friday, April 1st, 2022, heading level 2.
And this is where the ICC daily schedule is. I'm going to read down until I hear a link that says join us for In the Word. I will tell you at this point that I have changed the schedule for In the Word so that it appears on a Friday so that I can use it to complete the demonstration. So, reading down with my down arrow.
All schedule times are based on the easternnews.s/Canadian time zone. 8:30 a.m. prayer together.
We'll skip down a little bit here because this is prayer together from 8:30 this morning.
Venue, host, let's join together in prayer. 1 p.m. in the Word. Venue, Zoom, visited link, join us for in the Word.
There it is. Visited, join us for in the Word. I'll press Enter.
Loading page, welcome to the Interactive Christian Community.
Now I will press Control Home.
Interactive.
And I will read down with my down arrow until I hear join in the Word.
Heading level 1, join us on Zoom for in the Word. Friday, 1 p.m. in the Word. Venue, Zoom, visited link, join in the Word.
There it is. I'll press Enter.
Loading page, load alert. Privacy, this website uses cookies and similar technologies. We share information.
Now I'm going to press Tab.
Always allow us 02web.zoom.us to open links of this type in the associated app checkbox not checked.
I'm going to check this box.
Checked.
With a spacebar. So that if I come into a subsequent Zoom meeting, my Zoom client will launch automatically. I'm now going to press Tab.
Open button.
And by pressing space here on this open button, my Zoom client will launch.
Launch meeting Zoom Microsoft Edge. This website uses cookies and similar technologies.
Recording
we share information
in progress.
About your use of our site with analytics and advertising partners in accordance. Connecting. ZP connecting WND. This meeting is being recorded by the host or a participant. You are connected to computer audio. This meeting is being recorded by the host or a participant. This meeting is being recorded. You are in the meeting hosted by Spoken Word Ministries, Inc. With one participant, your audio is muted. Your video is off. The meeting is being recorded.
All right. So that you can hear, we are in the meeting, but we still have one small step to complete. We want to find and press the Got It button, which basically tells Zoom that we are giving our consent to participate in a meeting that is being recorded. So I will press Tab.
The account owner can also watch this recording if it's stored in the cloud. Any participant granted permission can one record to their local device or two invite an app to record for them. These individuals can share these recordings with apps and others. By staying in this meeting, you consent to being recorded.
There we go. You heard that it is asking us to give our consent to be recorded. So I'll press Tab again.
Account owner link.
That's not quite right. That says account owner link.
Zoom meeting. Zoom recording alert. Close button. You are muted.
Okay. Now here's exactly what happens sometimes. That window has jumped away on us. So we need to get back to it. And I'm going to do that by pressing Insert F10.
Window list dialog, running applications list box, launch meeting Zoom and one more page, personal Microsoft, Edge maximized, 1 of 7.
That is not what I want, so I'm going to arrow down.
Recording alert on top. Studio recorder document 4 minimized. This meeting is being recorded by the host or a participant on top.
That is the window we want, so let's press Enter.
Account owner link.
And we'll press Tab.
Got It button.
And if I press space here, I will have pressed the Got It button and I will be in the meeting and I will be able to unmute myself.
Zoom meeting, you are muted.
You heard it now say that I am muted. So to talk, I can do one of two things. I can press and hold the space bar, say what I have to say, and then release the space bar when I'm finished speaking. Or I could press Alt-A.
Audio now unmuted.
And you heard it say that my audio is now unmuted, and I will press Alt-A again.
Unmute my audio with Alt plus A or press and hold the space key to temporarily unmute.
And I am now muted again.
Audio now muted.
There is the audible announcement of the fact that I am muted. That pretty much concludes this demonstration. If I want to leave the meeting, I will press Alt-Q.
End meeting or leave meeting.
And I'm going to press Tab.
Leave meeting button.
There is the leave meeting button. I will press the space bar.
Launch meeting Zoom Microsoft Edge. This website uses cookies and similar.
I am back in my Microsoft Edge browser. I'm going to press Alt-F4.
Desktop folder.
And I have now completely left the meeting and can carry on with whatever I plan to do for the rest of the day. I hope you found this demonstration helpful. And there is also a similar demonstration of doing the same thing on an iPhone. There is a link for that in the email that contains the written instructions as well as the link to this tutorial. I hope it's helpful and is beneficial, and it makes it easier for you to attend Zoom meetings in the future. God bless you and have a wonderful day.